This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So Philippians, the fourth chapter and the 13th verse, reading it from the Amplified Translation, we're in a lesson entitled Keep Going. Keep going. Everybody say keep going.
Keep going.
What do you do when things get tough?
Keep going.
What do you do when folks start talking?
Keep going.
What do you do when the devil starts talking?
Keep going.
What do you do when you feel like your body can't keep going?
Keep going?
You keep going. Philippians, the fourth chapter and the 13th verse says, I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. The writer says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. He says, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. The writer says, I can do all things through Christ because he strengthens me. And you've got to understand that no matter what comes or no matter what goes, you can do all things through Christ. Y'all see that besides me? Yeah, what is that? Is that Charlotte's Web? So Ben, go get a broom, or go get somebody get a broom. Yeah, I'm gonna keep teaching the word. I ain't scared. You understand what I'm saying? But I see everybody looking up, and I'm like, I just got started. I need y'all to look at me. Praise the Lord. All right. How many know because we're saved, we are not exempt from adversity? Okay, y'all gonna just keep looking at that. and he crawling back up. You better run, Ben. Run, Ben, run. Yeah, he said, yeah, y'all tell me to keep going, but everybody's looking up there. Oh, he gonna keep going. Yeah, he's almost up there too. Yeah, he is. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, he about gone. Yeah, Ben didn't run. Hey, when Ben walks through the door, everybody clap for him when he walks through the door, okay? Online, y'all clap for him too. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, I don't think we got to worry about it now. He gone. He gone. Here we go. He gone, Ben. Yeah, just keep it in here. Just keep it in here. All right. Now, y'all don't look at that. Y'all look at me. Can I get up? My clock's still running. Here we go. Just because we are saved does not mean that we are exempt from adversity. Can I get a?
Amen.
We don't like that, but that's just what it is. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 34:19 that many are the afflictions of the righteous. This is something that I wanted to push because as especially our teen graduates go off and to do great things, they're going to have adversity. There are things that are just going to happen, but they've got to know that as believers, they have faith. They have the greater one on the inside of them. They have to know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. Isn't that right? And they have to know that they have been engineered and designed by God to overcome every challenge that you face. The bottom line is you can win with the hand that you've been dealt. Everybody repeat after me. Say, I can win with the hand I've been dealt. See, faith is the key. That's the bottom line. The Bible teaches us that the just shall live by faith. So faith is the key. Faith is the key. All right. Y'all just glancing. All right. Y'all see him again? Oh, he's low. Come on, Ben. Come on. Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. Ben. Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. You see it right there, Ben? Slay that giant, Ben. Slay that giant. Bam! We giant killers. Giants do die. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. All right. All right. You got him? Oh, come on, Melvin. It's two? Do you really see one over here? Oh, during worship. We kill them both at one time in Jesus' name. Okay. We good? My clock's still running. Okay, so we must have a resolve. Everybody say resolve. We must have a resolve to keep going. That's the bottom line. You have to have like a resolve. Like you have to have this conviction. A resolve is a conviction that I'm going to keep going no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what others are saying, no matter how I feel. Have you ever, just like really be honest, I'm not talking, this is not lack of faith, but have you ever just had one of them days you're like, man, I'm just like, I'd just really rather just go back home, right? But you have to keep going in spite of. Right? You have to keep pushing in spite of. You got to keep the right face on at work in spite of, right? Like you got to keep going knowing that it is not you, but it is Christ that is on the inside of you that is giving you the strength to go forward. Isn't that right? And if you keep pushing forward, you realize that the day actually worked out okay. But you have to have a resolve to keep going. Number one, our resolve is a matter of conviction based on his word. It is a matter of conviction based on his word. God's word must be the final authority in our lives, right? God's word has to be the final authority in our lives. Like the Bible says that God sets his word higher than himself. Right? So if God sets his word higher than himself, we understand the magnitude of the importance of the word of God. And so we have to understand that the word of God is what we live by. We don't live by what Dr. Phil says. You got it? We don't live by what Oprah says. And I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying we don't live by what they say. We live by the revelation that we have of the word of God. Isn't that right? If God said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he is going to bring it to pass in our lives. The key is understanding that God's word will not return unto us void. And that is what we have to understand, that even when I'm in a situation, watch this, where it seems like the odds are against me, or I'm in a situation where what I'm confessing is not showing up in my life, I am not moved by that, because his word will not return unto me void. It is going to accomplish the thing that he's sending out to do. Luke 1:37 and the Amplified, one of my favorite scriptures. You know how to throw it in there. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. The reason I love it in the Amplified is it says that his word, watch this now, shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So not only does God give us his word, watch this, but he backs it up with his power to perform it in our lives. Watch this. So if I will, watch this, hear me now. If I will believe and confess my healing, then there's enough power in his word to bring it to pass. If I will believe and confess provision in my life, then there's enough power in his word to bring it to pass. If I will believe and confess the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is guarding my heart and mind through Christ Jesus, regardless of all the chaos that is going on in my life, there's enough power in his word to bring it to pass. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there's enough power in his word to bring it to pass. But you must never move from your confession. It doesn't matter how your body feels, you're healed. It doesn't matter what other people say, you're blessed. You understand what I'm saying? Like it doesn't matter how people look at you. It's working. You got it? It's happening. You got it? God is for you. And if he's for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And the thing you've been believing for, the thing you're working on, the thing you're dreaming about, it is going to happen. Does that make sense? Everybody say it will happen. Yeah, it will happen. It will happen. It is just a matter of time. You got it? It is just a matter of time. So we're not moved by what we see, only by what we believe. And we believe the word of God. We believe the word of God. I remember I was thinking about this this morning, man. And, you know, and I remember in the early days when we started the ministry, you know, it's just, you know, especially when you're young in ministry and then you're young as a preacher like I am. You got it? And, it's, you know, look, that was 14 years ago. If I'm young now, I was young back then, right? And but people didn't realize the wisdom that I had on my life and the gift of faith that I have and those kind of things, and people would take that for granted. I remember people coming up to me and, you know, wanting to tell me what God said about this ministry and, you know, tell me that I don't need to teach faith, and if I taught faith anymore then they were going to leave because that was enough faith, you know. And honestly, you know, you have to be very focused when people are talking at you like that. You got it. And I started thinking about all the testimonies that happened all throughout the last Tuesdays of the last month of all the people that saw miracles after miracles. And then after that, we other members started coming to us and saying, well, you remember this happened. You remember this happened. Someone came and said, you remember I had a miscarriage and you took me over to the side and you prayed for me and told me if I want to have a baby, I can have a baby. Right. And then next thing you know, she said, I came back, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And then I was pregnant. You got it. We got another little miracle baby running around. Watch this. But what if I would have listened to that negative person and did not continue to teach the word of faith? Does that make sense? Then lives would not be changed. We would just been coming here just going through the motion. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. I don't want to sing that. Watch this. Because watch this. Some of y'all almost felt that thing. Took y'all back to the Baptist church, praise the Lord. And I'm not knocking the Baptist, all right? Yeah. No. He may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. No. Listen, let me tell you why we don't sing those songs. Because I'm trying to teach you faith, right? Watch this. The Bible says that he is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is ever present. The Bible says he will never leave me nor forsake me, but he'll be with me until the end. That song teaches me that God goes away from me and then comes back for me when I need him. That is not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we serve a God that is always with us, always helping us. Does that make sense? So I'm not knocking people because sometimes people get upset when you mess with their songs. I'm just trying to say it's not faith. You got it. And watch this. And we don't have any room in our life for anything except faith. We walk by and not by or them old songs. Praise the Lord. So in life, you will be ruled by one or two things, either external circumstances or eternal concepts. Either external circumstances or eternal concepts. External circumstances is just by what you see in the sense realm. I saw the report from the doctor. External circumstances, right? You know, I see that I'm in the red in the bank account. External circumstances. You got it. I see my child acting a fool. External circumstances. All right. You got that, hit a nerve. All right. Praise the Lord. Right. But we're not moved by what we see, only by what we believe. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not moved by external circumstances, but I'm moved by eternal concepts. Eternal concepts is the revelation that you have of the word of God. It's the revelation that you have that it doesn't matter what that report looks like. I understand that Jesus already bore my sickness and disease on a tree, and by his stripes, I am already healed. It does not matter what my child is doing. The word of God is an incorruptible seed, and it's already on the inside of them. I have trained them up in the way that they should go, and they are not going to depart. Watch this. The Bible says that they will not depart. It didn't say sometimes that they won't get off a little bit, but you can be sure Holy Spirit will be there right to pull them right back to where they need to be. Does that make sense? So I don't worry. I don't fret. Watch this. Because God's got our children. He's got our grandchildren. He's got our great-grandchildren. And he is perfecting everything that concerns them. But they won't listen to me, but they'll listen to God. Come on, somebody. So the writer says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. You see the external concepts, the external circumstances, vs. the external concepts. He says, for the things which are seen are temporal, means that they're subject to change. All right? Those are the external circumstances. But watch what the writer says. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal. So Paul here is teaching us to stay focused on what really matters. What really matters has not changed. What has not changed is God's word. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 2:14 that he always causes us to triumph and that he always causes us to win in Christ. I have a question. Do you believe the word? Okay, do you believe the word always means always? Well, then I always win. I'm winning even when it looks like I'm losing. Does that make sense? Like, I always win. Well, why didn't that happen the way it was supposed to happen? Because I was planning on. I can't answer all those things. You got it? But one thing I do know as a child of God, that all things are working together for my good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. That, watch this, closed doors are not rejection. They are just redirection. And maybe, watch this, that door had to close because God had a greater one for you. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so you have to have this revelation. I think I gave it to you. What was it, last week or the week before? A revelation is the word of God at your level of the understanding of the word of God at your level of comprehension that gives you this boldness and this courage and conviction to live differently. Like when you've got a revelation of the word of God, you live differently. You got it. You know, when there's a shortage on gas and everybody's fighting, you're not fighting because our acronym for gas is God Always Supplies. Amen. I'm not fighting anybody in line. God has always taken care of me, and he's not going to stop now. He did not bring me this far just to leave me. So I got my mind made up. I got my heart fixed that for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I ain't falling out with nobody. I'm not fighting with nobody. I am going to trust God in spite of anything it looks like. Turn off the news and quit listening to what everybody has to say and turn on some worship or turn on the word or start reading the word. And if you do that, fear believes and faith shows up in our lives. So my faith is based on the revelation of scripture and not the verification of senses. So it doesn't matter what it looks like and what I hear about other people saying. My faith is based on the fact that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. That he is Jehovah Nissi, and his banner of victory is in my life. And so I'm never moved by what I see, but only by what I believe. Matthew, the 16th chapter. In the 13th verse, let's talk a little bit about this revelation. Y'all getting anything out of this? All right. Matthew 16, 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, I just love this scripture. And I put myself in this script. I put myself in all the scriptures. You got it? Like when Jesus is talking to the disciples, I'm just like, you know, like a bystander standing by, just watching what everybody's doing. You got it? I kind of think I'm one of the disciples too, right? But just not one that was named in there, right? All right. He says, Jesus asked, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Watch what Jesus says. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? It's one thing for this person to say this or this person to say, but what is the revelation that you have? He says, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed or empowered to prosper art thou, Simon Barjona. Watch this. Why? For flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but you got a revelation from my Father which is in heaven. He says in verse 18, and I say also unto thee, just like you have a revelation about me, he said, I've got a revelation about you. And see, that's what you got to understand. When you get a revelation of who God is and you start calling him certain things, you got it? It opens up, this ever-increasing, this eternal impact that because I understand who he is, I can receive everything that I know he is in my life. Does that make sense? That's why Jesus said, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock? The rock of revelation, I will build my church. So when I get revelation, he's going to build me up. Because we are his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. So he's going to build me up. Watch this. And then he's going to give me power. He's going to protect me. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, when you trace that out and understand it, it has to do with authority and ability. So he said, I'm going to give you an authority and I'm going to give you an ability. It is God's authority and it is God's ability. He says, to the fact that whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, he says, I'm going to build you up, all right? And he says, I'm going to protect you and give you power. He says, I'm going to give you an authority and an ability that when you open your mouth, as long as it's lawful in heaven, it'll be lawful in the earth. And as long as it's unlawful in heaven, it'll be unlawful in the earth. Does that make sense? And that's why you have to know what the word of God says concerning your situation so you can say the right thing. Is lack lawful or unlawful? Unlawful. Is sickness lawful or unlawful? Unlawful. Right. Is depression lawful or unlawful? So you have to declare it to be unlawful in your life and in the earth. And because it is unlawful already in heaven, the Bible says that it'll be so in the earth. Does that make sense? So, you know, and that is why you can't play, you know, the devil likes to play mind games. Y'all know that, right? He likes to play, and you can't play mind games with the devil. If the enemy can keep you in the realm of reasoning, he will defeat you again and again and again. But you got to get out of the realm of reasoning, and you got to get over into the realm of faith. If you get into the realm of faith, you will defeat him again and again and again, right? Because there's a battle that constantly takes place in our mind. Every day, we are at war because Satan attacks us with thoughts that are contrary to the word of God. But I'm here to tell you that victory is assured. Somebody say victory is assured. When you line your thoughts with the word of God, regardless of the circumstances. All right. So you got it. You have really got to get used to saying the phrase, I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. You have, I mean, that has to be a conviction. Matter of fact, just say, I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. Yeah, and you have to have a conviction about that. Because, see, when you first, you know, when you first start confessing it, the conviction might not be as strong. Isn't that right? Yeah. You know, I remember years ago when we really started learning the word of faith, and Lady LeConte and I, we were renting a little house, living paycheck to paycheck. You got it? And needed some money between the paychecks. Don't act like ain't nobody besides me ever been there, right? And I mean, but I started learning the word of faith. I started learning confessions, and my pastor was teaching. He said, you need to start writing your own confession according to the word of God. So I started writing my own confessions, and you know, we were renting a house, and you know, of course, the lease, the rent was due on the first of every month, and there was a lot of months I didn't have it on the first, but I knew I'd have it by the third or the fourth or something like that, and I'd call the lady and just go ahead and tell her it's not going to be there on the first. You got, because I'm going as far as my faith and integrity can take me. You got it. I'm not going to, you know, she's calling. You got it. And then, you know, my son answered the phone and said, my daddy said to tell you he's not here. No, I'm not going to do that. Right? No, I'm going to go as far as my faith. So I'm not running from somebody. I'm just going to go ahead and pick up the phone. You know, hey, Stephanie, that was her name. You got it? Because this is a testimony and not a testimony, right? And I'd say, hey, Stephanie. I said, how you doing? I said, listen, I don't have it now, but you know I have it before the 5th. I always have it before the 5th. You got it? And, you know, but, you know, whether she liked it or not, it was in the contract. As long as I had it in there by the 5th, I wouldn't get any extra charges. Hello, somebody. So my faith was, you know, my faith was the first, and it didn't show up by the first. Okay, no problem. I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. So now I'm calling it. My faith is I'm going to have it to you before the 5th. We always had it to her before the 5th. But victory was assured because I aligned my thoughts with the word of God and not the situation I was going through. And so I started making these confessions. My pastor would have us say, all through the week, you know, make confession. All your needs are met according to heaven's best. That you eat the best. You wear the best. You live in the best. You drive the best. You got it? Like at that moment, I didn't have anything best. Like what's under best? No, what's under best? Good? Is good under best? What's under good? Y'all get my point. Right. But y'all understand? But so I started writing these confessions, right? I wrote this confession of and confessions are easy. You know, a lot of times, and it's okay, but a lot of times y'all tell me, Pastor, I need you to write me a confession. I can't write everybody confessions, right? But you take whatever it is that you're believing for, you find the promise in the word of God, and you put it together. So you say what you're believing for according to that scripture, and that's how you do it, right? And so I would write confessions, and I did one about you know, Lady LeConte and I and our marriage and you know and everything that we're living out today were things that I confess in that I still have that confession, as a matter of fact, and so I would talk about how we make each other our priority, and we don't fuss, bicker, or argue, but we are truly in love with each other. And that was something I always say: we don't fuss, bicker, or argue, but we are truly in love. And then toward the end, I put, we are walking in our wealthy place. We are millionaires, right? I hardly didn't even want to write that part. You understand what I'm saying? You got I wasn't even a thousandaire. Talking about being a millionaire. But I can't be moved by what I see, only by what I believe. So either I'm going to believe the word of God or I'm not going to believe the word of God. Does that make sense? The Bible says that we call those things that be as though they. If I keep saying what the word says and keep saying what the word says, I will see the word manifest in my life. Oh, man, I'm still on point number one. I got 3 points with 4 minutes left. Oh, that's not going to work. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got time. Somebody say if you had time. No. We're gonna keep rolling with this. All right. Let me go this route. And so I got to help you with this. And so I would make these confessions. And when I first was making my confessions, it was a little funny to me making these confessions because they were bold confessions. And I didn't see any of that in my life. But I remember, I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. Watch this. Or I'm not moved by what I don't see, but only by what I believe. Watch this. And little by little by little, not overnight, but over time, every single confession. Now you got to understand, faith without works is dead. So I put my confessions down, but we were working our faith and we were giving and we were serving and we were, you know, on our road to opening businesses and doing all kind of things. And not overnight, but over time, everything we confess ended up coming to pass in our lives. Watch this. But it never would have happened unless I believed it was possible. Mark 9:23 says that let's go home, court. I think this is a good place to go home. Mark 9:23 says that if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Mark, what is it? Mark 9:27, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so you got to make up your mind. Am I in this for the long haul to believe big and see God do amazing things in my life? And if I am, I understand when walking by faith, if I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. But I have to be willing to wait forever. And if I'm willing to wait forever, it's not going to take that long. So I would walk through the house. We had one car. Yeah, this is good. I had one car, and lady had to go to work, and I did too. So guess who took the car to work? Lady. That just, if you got one car, you got it. The wife gets the car. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Didn't get too many amens, but praise the Lord. All right. And then if you have two cars, watch this. And one's brand new, you let the wife get the brand new one. All right. Amen. You see, y'all said amen on that one. But wise, since they got you a brand new one, when they ready to get their brand new one, don't take their brand new one. Oh, y'all didn't like that. Y'all didn't like that. CC Pastor was doing okay until he hit that spot. I'm a walker, so I take my confessions, right? And I would open my confession book up. Just follow me, because I'm taking you somewhere. And I would open my confession book up, and I go through, and I would find my confessions, right? There they are, right there. Every day. And then I would, Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful in him, blessing him. So I would go, Father, I just thank you. This is the day that you have made. I choose to rejoice and I'll be glad in it. And I thank you for life and health and strength. And thank you for who you are. You are my everything. You are my all in all. You are the air that I breathe. You're the song that I sing. It is in you that I live, in you that I move, in you that I have my being. I am twisted up, tied up, and tangled up in you. And I would just talk about how great you are and how mighty you are and how strong you are. Jehovah Jireh, and you are Elohim, and you are El Elyon, and you are El Shaddai, and you are the Most High God. And I would do that, and then I would go to 1 John 5:4. And this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us, and we know that you hear us, that whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petition that we desired of you. You got it? So now I got my prayer, praise, and thanksgiving in. You understand what I'm saying? And so now I'm moving to my prayer petition. right? And then I'm praying for my family. I thank you that LaConte and I are in complete agreement and unity, that we walk together as a team, and we are an unstoppable force, that we don't fuss, bicker, argue, that I watch my tone when speaking, that there's an incredible level of trust we have for one another. Did he say that I watch my tone when speaking? Yes, we all should do that. And if I confess it, watch this, it'll come to pass in my life. So you were screaming at lady? No. But there's times, especially men, I think ladies do it too. You know, we can be kind of quick. You got it? We can just, you know, and I don't want to be that way. You know, and I'm not, you know, but I used to be a long time ago. And I didn't want to be that way because the Bible teaches us not to be that way. And so just got to be transparent with you. That I watch my tone when speaking, that there's an incredible level of trust that we have for one another. There will be, that we will be married together until Jesus returns, that there's no strife or envy in our relationship, that we are truly in love, that there's no lack of shortages, and that we walk into overflow. So now I believe I receive in Jesus' name. I pray for Jay and Hannah. I declare that they are smart, that they are focused, that they're intelligent, respectful, healed, and obedient, that they are leaders and not followers, and that they always make good decisions. I declare that they are full of wisdom, joy, and peace, that there be a hedge of protection around them, that they remain sexually pure until they become married, that they marry the right person on the first time, that they are excelling in school and walk in incredible favor, that they are responsible and make the extra effort, that their future is secure and bright, that they are disciples taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. I believe I receive it for Jay and Hannah in Jesus' name. You see what I'm saying? And I pray for the health of my entire family. And I go to Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we all are healed. And if there's anything I'm dealing with, I'm confessing it. If there's anything lady was dealing with, I'd be confessing it. If anything Jay or Hannah was dealing with, I'd be confessing it. Anything my family was dealing with, I'd be confessing that thing. What am I doing? I'm taking the word of God and I'm confessing it. And I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. And everything that's in here, I have to this day. Everything. Now, I've got a long part where it says, pray for my church. You see how long that is? That's all for you. You got it? I pray for you for peace and joy and revelation knowledge to overshadow every member, that they walk by faith and that they walk in truth, that their marriages are flourishing, that their children are flourishing, that those that are single would find godly contentment until they become married, that they are always protected, that they are healed, that they are the healed resisting sickness and disease, that they walk in increase and favor belongs to them and nothing by any means shall be able to hurt them, that they have the overflow surplus anointing on their lives. You understand what I'm saying? I'm declaring this in your life. I pray for my staff all the time, that they are always joyful and content, that they always make the extra effort to ensure WLCC is at an excellent level, that they are, watch this, that they always have the heart of their pastors, that they never see ministry as a job, but as an opportunity to impact lives. And Father, I thank you for increasing their lives, and you are giving them the very desires of their heart. You see what I'm saying? I pray for big checks for you and big checks for WLCC. We pray for 100% tithers at our church. You got it. I haven't X'd it off, but the whole live stream with excellence, I can check that off now. Praise the Lord. I already took the land off next door because that was one of the things. So it just shows that if you have a conviction, just to turn off the TV and quit watching all that social media and that other stuff, because whatever you think on the longest becomes the strongest. And just focus on God's word and focus on God's goodness. What they said, forget what they said. Walk by faith. And man, it changes your whole life. Lady was about to tell me something that she heard on the news. Now, I have not listened to the news in at least 6 months. That's not a lie. That's like for real, right? Listen, CDC and Department of Health and Human Services for just what was going on with the numbers. And thank God they're, you know, almost gone in Jesus' name, right? She wouldn't tell me. I said, I don't want to hear it. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, no, I don't want to hear it. Because the Bible says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. And I don't need all that stuff come, because y'all know a lot of that's a game, y'all. Because if you listen to one, they're saying one thing. And if you listen to the other, they're saying, and then they fighting against what? I don't want to hear none of it. I just consume myself with the word of God. Does that make sense? And I'm not saying everybody's bad. Y'all know that. So just take that. You know, there's some good people out there doing some good stuff. But what I'm saying is, if I will just focus on the Word of God, it'll take care of everything else. Somebody said to me, well, Pastor, I don't know if that's very smart. You know, I kind of took that. I'm saying, well, that was dumb. But anyways, they said, you know, because you need to know what's going on with current events. I said, I have been pastoring for 14 years almost. And for 14 years, I have not listened to any news. And I think we've done pretty good. So I have been listening to the news, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, believers praying all over the building. Father, we thank you for the harvest, that none of the harvest is lost in Jesus' name. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, Father, I thank you for the word of faith that goes forth. And I declare that the people of God are receiving this word, and it is causing their faith to be increased to the degree, Father, that they believe in ways that they've never believed before. And because of that, they're going to see manifestation like they've never seen before. I bind the hand of the enemy and everything that's not like God that tries to attack them in their minds and in their emotions. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now at the authority of the name of Jesus. I declare the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that it guards their heart and mind through Christ Jesus. I declare their best days are ahead in spite of what it looks like in Jesus' name. I curse anxiety. I curse stress. I curse depression. I curse fear at the root in the name of Jesus. And I command faith to come alive in every heart that's under the sound of my voice, whether they're in this room or online. Curse the torment that comes along with fear. It's got to go. Take your hands off of God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. My head's about and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building. Maybe you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to give you the opportunity. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me, and I know he'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10 and 9, if you'll just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and just believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And all that means is you have to believe that God sent his only son Jesus to die for you and that you need him in your life to the degree that you're willing to repent of your sins. And that word repent, it just means that you were going in the wrong direction and you decided to make a U-turn and start heading in the right direction. And I'm going to ask you today to make that U-turn and start heading in the right direction. And I promise you, the moment you make that U-turn, God's assistance steps in and he's going to help you. Maybe there's someone out there that needs to rededicate their life to the Lord. I want you to know God's not mad at you. He's not upset with you. But even now, he's knocking on the door of your heart. Maybe you're a Christian and you just need to repent. And listen, as we're Christians, we mess up. We make mistakes. Thank God 1 John 1 and 9 was written to the believers. It says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So repentance doesn't put you at the back of the line. It just puts you back in line, so to speak. Maybe you're looking for a good church home. I believe the church you go to and the words you hear makes a difference. I believe the type of life you live is based on the type of word you hear in church you go to. The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord are the ones that flourish. And I'm here to tell you, over this whole COVID, the enemy has really tried to take believers from being faithful to being faithless. And we can't let that happen. We've got to remain faithful. We've got to remain prayerful. We've got to keep praying. We've got to keep giving. We've got to keep serving. We've got to keep confessing God's word. And don't you let the enemy to cause you to back up. But you stay strong in your faith. So for any of our appeals, we have connection cards online, and then we also have them in the room, and seat pockets located in front of you. If you know you're going to get saved, if you know you're going to rededicate your life, or if you know you're going to join this church, I need you to fill out one of those cards. If you're in the room, you'll fill out these cards, and then you will you'll take them to the first-time friends table. If you need pens, ushers are in the aisles, and they have pens. So if you'll raise your hand, they'll be glad to make sure that you get a pen if you need a pen. And so... And if you're online, all you just do is just check the boxes, and then there's a place for just my decision today, and then there's a place on the other side for prayer requests. And so make sure that you do that. So I want us all to pray this prayer together. I'm not going to ask who wants to be saved, because I believe this is a prayer that we can all pray together as a family. And so I want everyone online and in this room. So when I say under the sound of my voice, that's just not in this room, but that are those that are online. I want everyone to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, and from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Now, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We seal it now to the day of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise. Isn't he a good God?